This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Today, inshallah, I decided that we'll take a break from the subject of family and just I want to bring to your attention a very interesting observation from the Quran. And this is once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us about the Akhirah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy and rahmah that He tells us about situations that will occur in the hereafter. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that things will occur and we see things happening in life. We see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us about situations, events that will occur close to the Day of Judgment. Signs of the Day of Judgment, and subhanAllah, we see those signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the hereafter, and He tells us that on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about how people are going to scram around. They're going to be running around just for one good deed. Allah tells us in the Quran that people are going to blame each other in the hereafter. People are going to put the blame on others. People are going to be looking for explanations. There will be hasra on the Day of Judgment. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. That remember of that day, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remind them, warn them of the day of hasra that will come. إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ, when the matters have been settled. And at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us about how people are going to alienate each other. A mother will alienate her child. A husband or a wife will alienate each other. Siblings will alienate each other on the Day of Judgment because they are worried about their own survival and they're worried about them going into Jannah and saving themselves from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the surahs, in the 23rd juz, it starts off with Surah Yasin. After Surah Yasin comes Surah Safat. After Surah Safat comes Surah Sad. After Sad comes Surah Zumar. And after Surah Zumar comes Surah Ghafir. These are Surah Yasin, Safat, Sad, Zumar, and Ghafir. These are five surahs that come in one after another. And if there's one thing that you, when you say these five surahs, there's one thing, interestingly, you will find out that is common with all these five surahs. And that is the quote and the claims and the statements of those who are either in Jannah or in Jahannam. So Surah Yasin talks about people when they are in Jannah, what they will say. So when we know the story of Habib bin Najjar, when he was killed by his own people, when he was right before he passed away, and he saw the glad tidings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows he is in Jannah. قِيلَ دُخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. He's in Jannah, he's told to enter into Jannah, and he's saying that I wish my qawm understood. This is a man who's already in Jannah, looking at the people outside of Jannah, and he's saying that I wish my people understood. In Surah Safat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a similar dialogue that will take place. In Surah Sa'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about that how there will be people in the fire of Jahannam. And they got to the fire of Jahannam because they followed some certain other people. Certain people that they thought that they were their guides. And they followed them and they ended up in the fire of Jahannam. And they're making dua. They're telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, increase in their azab. They are the ones who brought us here to the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, fazidhu azaban dhu'fan fin nar. These are people that you, oh Ya Allah, increase their punishment. Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about at the very end especially, that what will be the situation? People will be brought to the fire of Jahannam, the doors will be open. They'll be brought to the gates of Jannah, the gates of Jannah will be open. And Surah Zumar also, and Surah Ghafir after that also talks about the dialogue that will take place amongst the weak and the elite in the fire of Jahannam. The weak will blame those who are the elite, that we followed you. You told us that this is the right path, and we followed you, and this is where it got us here. But of course, you can go into these surahs yourself, and you can gain more insight into all these different ayat. But today, inshallah, I want to leave you with three different excuses that are highlighted in Surah Zumar that people who are going to the fire of Jahannam, they will present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first of all is that when it comes to excuses, Allah tells us in the Quran that people are going to make excuses. For example, Allah says in the Quran, "Ya ayyuha alladhina kafaru la ta'tadhiru al-yawm." We often see in the Quran, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu." Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. I believe there's around 88 of "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu" in the Quran. There's only one place in the Quran where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina kafaru." This is in Surah Tahrim. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina kafaru la ta'tadhiru al-yawm." Do not make excuses today. You had a time, you had an opportunity, you squashed that opportunity, you wasted that opportunity. Today you are here, it is what it is. On the other hand, there are also going to be people who believed in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, but because of their excessive sinning, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will send them also to the fire of Jahannam. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to protect us and our families, Ameen Rabbil Alameen. But at this time also, they will say, "Ya Allah, Rabbana abasarna wa sami'na farji'na na'ma salihan inna muqinun." Ya Allah, just give us one more chance. That's all we're asking you. Give us one more chance. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tells us, absolutely, you had an opportunity, that time is gone. But what are the three excuses that are mentioned in Surah Az-Zumar? So after Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions the very well-known ayah where Allah says, "Qul ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah." This is in Surah Az-Zumar. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is talking about that do not ever despair from the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And there's a lot of stories behind this ayah and so forth. I'm not going to get into that right now. But after Allah talks about that do not despair from Allah's mercy, Allah says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. Turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and submit yourself to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا I can't remember the last part of the verse. But then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says after that, وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَّبِّكُم مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. That follow that which has been given to you. We have been given the Quran, we have been given Rasulullah, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says that follow these things before that time comes. أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً, before the punishment of Allah comes to you very suddenly. So in this life, sometimes the punishment of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala comes to us. Or this could also mean, as some ulama say, that this could be in reference to death. Death is when a person has lived a life of transgression, death is the beginning of all their troubles and all their miseries. So, and it comes at a time when a person is not even aware of it. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says right after that, antaqula, the first excuse that a person will make on the day of judgment. أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين. He will say, يا حسرة. حسرة is, once again I said earlier, it's a day of regret. And there are many things, by the way, in our deen that the Prophet ﷺ has told us that which can cause that حسرة. I'll go to that in a minute. But the point is that here, حسرة means a type of trouble that you are in that there's no way you can get out of. No matter how much regret you have, how much you cry about it, how much you can complain about it, there's no way you can get out of that problem. أن تقول نفس يا حسرة. These are people on the day of judgment, they will understand that what is their issue. They will understand that why did I waste my time. They will do hasra upon themselves. يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين. I was amongst those who made a mockery of religion. Now, mockery does not here mean that you're making fun of something. One is making fun of something. If you make fun of something, if you make fun of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are a lot of people who say, it does not make sense to me that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would say something like this. It does not make sense to me that the Prophet ﷺ would tell us to do something like that. That is where a person really has to question that, do they even have faith or not in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? They may not even have iman in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But one is that you make it into a mockery. you know what, it's not a big deal. I don't care about religion and so forth. Religion are for those who came a long time ago. Religion are for those who don't have anything else going on good in their life. Religion is for those people who are lame in life. These are things that you hear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that these kind of people, they will have hasra on the day of judgment, and why? They will realize because of their mockery of religion. Because of them, they made a joke out of their religion. They did not take religion seriously. This is why they're in this situation. The second excuse they will make, because once again, we're human beings. Human beings have this tendency to always blame other people for their problems. It's a human thing. It's always a human thing. Whenever anything goes on wrong in our life, we always want to blame someone else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْ تَقُولَ لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. These people will say that had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given me guidance, I will be amongst those who had taqwa. I wanted to become a good Muslim. I want to do good, but Allah had written in my qadr that I will go and drink khamar. Allah wrote in my qadr that I will go and commit haram. So I'm only doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote for me, and that is it. There are people who say these kind of things, that I want to be a good person, but Allah has declared that I'm going to be a bad person, hence I'm going to be a bad person. And this is once again a very flawed theory, a flawed way of looking at things. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us free will, we do something, yes, there is qadr. But before qadr happens, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not told us what He has written for us. How do I know? A person commits a sin, and then they want to put that blame on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot commit a sin and then blame on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people will do exactly that. أَوْ تَقُولَ لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, I could have become very pious. But Allah did not want me to become pious. And so hence, they don't take responsibility for any of their actions, and they want to put their blame on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third excuse. أَوْ تَقُولَ حِينَ تَرَى الْعَذَابَ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّةً فَأَكُونَ مِنْ مُحْسِنِينَ. أَوْ تَقُولَ حِينَ تَرَى الْعَذَابَ. When they see the fire of Jahannam, they will say, Ya Allah, give me one more chance. If you give me one more chance, wallahi, I'll become the best person you can possibly imagine. أَوْ تَقُولَ حِينَ تَرَى الْعَذَابَ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّةً فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Not even they're saying, I will not just go back in this dunya and be a believer. See, one is Islam, one is Iman, and then what's the third one? Ihsan. He's saying, I'm not going to be a Muslim. I'm not going to be only a mu'min. I will be from those who have Ihsan in their life. فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Ya Allah, I will go back in this dunya, and the only thing I will focus in this dunya is to please You, and that is it. I will be not from a mu'min, or I will not be just a Muslim or a mu'min, I will be a muhsin. Everything in my life will be based on ihsan. Everything will be at the highest level. My ikhlas, my salat, my zakat, everything will be at the highest level. And at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, He will say, no, you had a chance. The point is that before that day comes, at that day, no matter how much hasra we do, brothers and sisters, wallahi, it's of no avail. Today, we have an opportunity. We see the things around us. We see people dying every single day in our community. We see people leaving this dunya so suddenly. How often we have woken up for Fajr and we heard this person has passed away and that person has passed away. And we're mind boggled at that time. But the time will come also that where there will be an announcement where you and I have also passed away. And it may be sudden, and it may be in a situation where it's not sudden. But the point is the announcement will take place. And so that is why before that time happens, before that time comes, Allah is warning us. You are the ones who are going to, I'm telling you what to do, and you are the ones who are going to make this excuse. And at that time, when the time comes, when you make that excuse, I will not give you another chance. In this dunya, we tell our own kids, when the time comes and you fall in trouble, I will not bail you out. I will not give you a second chance. But when that time comes, out of our own shafqa, out of our own rahmah, we give our child another chance at times. And sometimes we do hold them accountable, and we punish them at times. But in the hereafter, there is no way, unless Allah has complete mercy on us, which we always ask for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows His mercy on the Day of Judgment. But if that is not the case, then these are the things that are going to occur in the hereafter. So that is why we always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make us from amongst those who will provide excuses on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who will be the recipients of His mercy on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Jannah without any accountability, us and our families. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the torments of the hereafter and of the Day of Judgment. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.